Today's interview at the One Year School podcast is with a very interesting, multi-talented lady with an unusual profession. Natural energy balancing has so many applications, well beyond regaining the body's equilibrium. Nikki Veriest also tests for food allergies and helps our body to recalibrate our nervous system and create a positive association to the foods that may have caused allergies previously. As many of our students are suffering from trauma, anxiety, and brain fog, which may also lead to an inability to stay focused or to retain memory, I've asked Nikki to explain how she has been able to help so many individuals with learning or behavioral difficulties. You are listening to the One Year School podcast. Are you ready to activate your focus, to sharpen your memory, and to release anxiety and stress often caused by school? We are introducing experts and coaches who will enrich your life to become happy and healthy in body and mind. We also interview our students who not only have overcome dyslexia and other learning challenges, but they are thriving and leading the lives they desire and have been able to create. I'm your host, Barbara Hoy, and in today's third episode of the One Year School podcast, I'm very happy to be introducing you to a dear friend of mine, the intriguingly interesting Nikki Veriest, who is sharing her own story with her son, whose life has been turned around as a baby with the natural energy balancing method, and how Nikki, as a consequence of it, has trained in this life-changing therapy. She is now able to help adults and children with gut issues, inflammation, autism, allergies, ADD, ADHD, and many other symptoms. As we know, trauma can create not only mental and emotional problems, but also a negative response in our body. And NATE, which is the specific allergy elimination technique, can reverse using positive input. Allergies and intolerances are often the body's answer to some kind of trauma. And Nikki starts usually with testing for nutrients, which clients present with when they have behavioral or gut issues, as these are often connected to foods that we are not even realizing we are allergic to. Now stay and listen until the end to find out which item that you actually find in the health section of our supermarkets has cleverly hidden MSG and causes inflammation, brain fog, and serious side effects in our children, affecting gut and brain. I'm sitting across the table of the lovely, gorgeous Nikki Veriest up at the Central Coast, who is a therapy for natural energy balancing. And because I work with dyslexic people on a different plane and more on the functional way, I am looking for someone who is actually able to look at the issues that are secondary to dyslexia. And I have actually sent a few of my patients already to Nikki because they have gut issues, because they have a bloating, irritable bowel, or even acne rashes. They could have emotional problems like anxiety and depression. Nikki, can you tell me, what does natural energy balancing mean for you?
So natural energy balancing is a very versatile technique because it works both specifically and generally. It can work with inflammation, reducing inflammation in the body, but it can actually realign the energy by changing the body's response to that food or input. So I work a lot with people with respiratory issues like hay fever and asthma and those kind of things when they're set off by molds and dust, very common. And it's really a simple technique that allows the body to recalibrate and create a new and positive association. So it creates a different cell response through recalibrating the nervous system. So the lady who developed the technique, Dr. Devi Nambudripad, she worked out that if a particular type of trauma can create a negative response to something in the body, then pleasure or a positive input could change that. So in a sense, an allergy or an intolerance is just something that your body has named as bad. Your nervous system has associated a negative response to that particular frequency, because this is all about frequency. It's all about your energy field reacting to something as an input. And I've had clients react to something just by putting the vial associated with that in their hand.
How do you find out in the first place which vials do you... maybe you have to explain why you're placing a vial in someone's hand.
Okay.
How do you find out what is really at the bottom of it? Because a lot of dyslexic people have had that trauma you're talking about in a classroom.
Okay.
They've been asked to sort of read out aloud or to be traumatized by some kids laughing at them, or their inability to read, their inability to perform in class. And that's a trauma.
How
do you find out? You are probably exposed to kids who have a symptom. And the symptom could be physical or emotional. They could be playing or acting out badly at some at their siblings, and often I see that there is this anger, and as you said, it's behavioral issues or oppositional defiance. And what is really, how do you find out what it is or what is underlying it?
Okay.
Before you can start working with them?
So I always start with the basic nutrients. So I have vials representing all the different nutrients that the body needs to be healthy. So I start off with proteins represented by egg and chicken. They're the densest form of protein. So egg and chicken is the first thing that I test people for. So if that one shows weak, and when I say weak, I'm testing them using kinesiology, using muscle response technique or muscle testing. So muscle testing is a widely used technique to be able to show a weakness or relative strength of the muscle, and it's called a locked and unlocked muscle. So any negative input to your energy field will weaken a muscle. It'll weaken your energy field, and the muscle shows that is happening in the energy field.
Oh, it's interesting, because there's no cheating. They can't think themselves out of or pretend there's nothing wrong with me, because the muscle shows reality is there is a problem.
I do have children who insist that they want to be able to eat a certain thing, and I challenge them and say, if you can keep your arms strong, then you can eat this. So we put the sample of that food, or my vial representing that food, strawberries for instance. I'll put the vial for strawberries in their hand, and if the arm stays nice and strong, it means that they're not adversely affected by that frequency of strawberries. Okay?
It's interesting, because a lot of people insist that we actually know what's healthy and what's not healthy. And when we decide strawberries are healthy, we don't see that our child or we could actually be adversely affected by something like that.
Yes.
And it's interesting that you say you can actually show them that way, that this is not good for them.
Yes.
Do they, after your therapy, can they never eat strawberries, or can the body be adjusting to it?
What that happens? Is what the therapy does. Through massage of certain acupressure points down the back, we're sending a positive input to the body, and I test after the massage has completed. I test to see that the muscle is now strong, and then we massage certain other acupressure points called gate points, which the Chinese have been using since ancient times. It's like the reset button, and we massage those acupressure points to allow the body to hold that new cellular memory. So we're changing the nervous system input so that the cells react differently. So it's a totally non-invasive technique, and it's able to identify and clear food allergies, intolerances, all kinds of chemical toxicity, even balance hormones within the body.
That's fascinating, because a lot of people would actually be going through long and difficult elimination diets in order to find out what their body tolerates and not. And they're usually cutting it out for good. Once you say, oh, I've got a weakness or I've got a problem with certain nuts, they usually don't even introduce them back into their diet ever. Yes. So you are actually able for them to have an ability to work with those or to eat them.
So the exception to that is if there has been anaphylaxis. If anaphylaxis, which is effect of something on your body that brings on a life-threatening change, either not being able to breathe or closing down of the airways, swelling of the eyes and nose, mouth sometimes occurs. So if there's any of those kind of symptoms, I make it very clear that even though I am treating them for that food, they should never eat it again.
Yeah, safety.
What it does is allow them to feel safer that when they go out to restaurants, they're not going to have that same reaction again. But I still advise them not to.
Absolutely.
So that is my story. I got into this work because my son was very sick at birth. He, right from a small baby, he cried and cried every single night. And for 2.5 years, we went from one doctor to another trying to find out what was wrong with him. He had eczema all over his body. He had diarrhea. He did not have one formed stool up until he was 2.5 years old.
Amazing.
And he never slept for more than 2 hours at a time. So we were up at night with him for that entire 2.5 years. And when I watched a television program that was talking about how natural foods affect children's behavior, and they showed these kids literally climbing the walls and the mum could not control them at all. They were screaming, and I was aware that that's not what Francis's story was, but I went out and bought the book the next day and I put him on an elimination diet, and within 2 weeks he slept through. And it was life-changing.
Yeah. Many people are not aware the effect that food has on our bodies.
Absolutely. And the sad thing about our medical system is that our doctors are not taught about nutrition.
Yes.
So not one of the 17 doctors that I saw during those 2.5 years, both in South Africa and here, because we moved during that time, asked me what I was feeding my child.
Wow. Yeah.
So he had severe diarrhea and was malnourished. He was under the 5th percentile at age 2.
Wow.
So at one stage they wanted to operate on him and do some kind of, because he was diagnosed with pyloric stenosis, which meant a narrowing of the outlet of the stomach. And they wanted to operate on it, but they couldn't because he was so weak. They didn't think he would survive. So that was the start of our journey. And then we started the elimination diet, and he thrived. He just started getting stronger and stronger. The eczema went away. We were eliminating all food chemicals, as well as natural food chemicals, the salicylates, which I later found out I was sensitive to as well.
So he got it from you as well, through breastfeeding probably.
Yes. And he was also highly sensitive, perhaps even anaphylactic, to peanuts. But he was only 11 months old when I passed him a piece of my sandwich that had peanut butter on. And he started turning red from the top of his forehead all the way down his chest. And
before he even swallowed it. Oh,
yes.
Wow.
So my neighbor was my GP, and I rushed him to go and see him. And by that stage, he was completely red, top to bottom. So he was given antihistamine medication. But from then on, we realized that through my breast milk, he was actually getting peanuts.
That's so interesting, because I think these sensitivities are often in learning difficulties as well.
Absolutely.
And learning difficulties and the brain fog being now people are now aware that brain and gut are such, they're so connected.
Yes.
And that brain fog and people's inability to concentrate, disability or inability to focus are very much connected to the gut as well. And they often don't even realize that food that they consider healthy or food that they are, they've been eating all their lives is actually not helping and creating more problems.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So the other thing that was the main part of Francis's inflammation was dairy. So he was severely lactose intolerant, and it came out later that his dad had had similar issues as a child. And
how about gluten? I think gluten is often a problem now with leaky gut. I saw that when I was working with autism, that leaky gut is very, very common, or almost in every case I saw that gluten caused leaky gut, and of course that doesn't help a brain to function well.
Absolutely. So dairy and gluten, the proteins in both of them, the gliadin as well as the casein protein, are very similar. And the body sometimes reacts to one and the other as if they're the same. It's called a cross reaction. So I encourage my clients who are struggling with gut issues of any sort to go off both gluten and dairy. Obviously, I test them for it first, so I can show them and they feel the weakness that is caused by the presence of both the gluten and the dairy, both the lactose and the protein. So there are a few cases where people will only react to one part of it, the lactose or the protein in the dairy, and then they can either go on a lactose-free milk or they can have the A2 milk. But I still don't advocate large amounts of it during the phase of healing.
Yes.
But
yes.
Later on.
How about sugar? Because sugar has become a really
sugar.
Big topic nowadays.
I've personally been sugar free for probably about 5 years now. I don't put sugar into my diet at all. I do not even have a jar of sugar in my home. So
how about fruit sugars?
So fruit sugars, it depends on how processed they are. So something like dates, for instance, are very high in fiber. Mm. So the amount of sugar you're getting is the sugar content minus the fiber equals how much sugar is loading your body. So that is the difference with genuine fresh fruit or even dried fruit.
Non-processed.
It's non-processed. Yes, yes. So there are lots of recipes that say sugar-free, but then they've got half a cup of rice malt syrup in, or they've got half a cup of
corn syrup or something.
Yes. So obviously the corn syrup, most of it comes from the US and is genetically modified. I don't have corn products in my diet at all. Unless it says Australian corn, we can be a little more reassured that it's a good source. Yeah, but unfortunately, the high fructose corn syrup that is used in the US to flavor just about everything, about every flavored drink or addition to your for milkshakes and all those things full of colors and additives and flavors are just wrecking the body. And of course, we can't leave out MSG. Yes, MSG is one of the most neurotoxic things we put in our diet.
The and fact we that often they have are not a, even aware it is in our food. Right.
Well, there is the exception. At a fish shop, there's a big, large canister, a shaker, that you can put on, and it's called chicken salt. But people don't realize that that is pure MSG.
Oh, I didn't know.
Chicken salt is MSG.
Oh, it's just a flavor enhancer. It's people a think flavor all enhancer. We do is a substitute for salt.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. And it's not.
And it is not. It is absolutely not. And it should be avoided at all costs. That's so there are certain children's foods, even in the health section of your supermarket, that will have the second ingredient as chicken flavor. And that is MSG.
Wow, people don't realize.
There's a product called Rice Wheels, and it is sold in the health section of the supermarket, and the flavored version has MSG in it, and yet we are feeding that to our children.
Kids thinking
and
it's
wondering why they are not
hyperactive and
sleeping correctly and calm and able to sit and read, or they're oppositional and defiant most of the time.
Now, if one of if a client, let's say a client who is dyslexic or has good learning difficulties, decides to come, let's say with anxiety and gut problems, how long would he, or how much treatment is necessary to balance his energies again, or to make him stable?
So NAIT sessions can be done 24 hours apart. So you can repeat and put in a new item to change, or a nutrient that you're working on, every session. So you treat something, and then the next time they come, I test to see if it's cleared. Cleared meaning that I can put it in their hand and there's no adverse reaction at all. Their energy is strong. But if there's any weakness left, then it gets repeated and something else gets put in. So
it really depends on the results of the initial assessment. And if there is only a couple or two or three things that are out of balance, it takes three treatments. And if there's a lot. So the bigger the issue, or the more substances the person is allergic to, the longer the session.
So if someone simply has a dust mite allergy, I can do three sessions and check the last one, all good, the issue is cleared. But gut issues usually do take a bit longer. They're often not absorbing many of the nutrients. So we started off with the proteins. The second one is calcium. The third is vitamin C. Then B complex. And B complex is a blend of 17 different nutrients. And it is almost, it sounds crazy, but it's almost life-changing for people who are not absorbing those nutrients. It's almost like it wakes the body up to suddenly start absorbing those nutrients for the first time.
So once they have, how I understand it is, I can take as much vitamin C as I like, but if my body doesn't absorb it, it is just expensive urine. But once the body absorbs it, I still need to take it, or good quality of it, but at least that quality or that quantity I take will be absorbed by my body.
Yes, and usually when your body's been deficient of a nutrient for a very long time, then supplementation is necessary for a short period of time. And I say short period, maybe 6 weeks to maybe 6 months. It's not that you have to be on them forever. I do believe that the best way that we absorb nutrients is from our food.
Yes,
there's a whole story about our food being depleted and all of that. I come from Africa, where people eat very basic diets. And without the toxicity, they actually stay healthy quite a long time. So we can over dramatize the necessity for supplementation. There are certain cases where the diet is inadequate. For instance, in vegans who are not having enough vitamin B12, they have to supplement, otherwise they get really dangerous side effects. The nervous system starts firing up, and pain and lack of sleep, all kinds of things go wrong. I've had a few examples of really severe vitamin B12 deficiencies, and they had been from one doctor to another with these really strange symptoms. They'd had CAT scans, they had MRIs, they had all kinds of things. Did they have a brain tumor? They had gone through a very expensive diagnostic path and still had not found a result. And yet as soon as they started with the vitamin B12 supplementation, high doses, almost double or triple the average dose to start off with, their symptoms went away completely.
Wow. Yeah.
So they're
amazing?
Now again on a maintenance dose.
It is always coming back to the balance in the body, the absorption of the body, and basically the right diet at the end of the day.
Yes.
And I was very inspired to hear how many autistic kids you have helped to really participate in life with language and that simply by changing their diet and first diagnosing what is missing and what needs to be balanced or adjusted. So I believe if someone who is autistic can be changed to such a level, dyslexia would be quite easy.
Absolutely.
Or those
yes.
symptoms might be quite easy to eliminate. Where can people reach you? What is your, do you have a website? How is the easiest way to find out more about you?
So my website is sadly in need of an upgrade, but it is there, naturalenergybalancing.com. And
being dyslexic, maybe you could spell that.
Natural Energy Balancing, NaturalEnergyBalancing, balancing.com.
Fantastic. It will be fantastic if you are anywhere in Sydney or at the Central Coast, of course. It is an amazing therapy, and I have seen great success with the few clients I've sent to Nikki. So check it out. Did you know that 43.7% of Australians between the ages of 15 and 74 are functionally illiterate, according to a recent OECD survey? Yes, most of them can read, but basic literacy is not enough to effectively participate in today's life. If you have to read a text several times to fully understand, you may be dyslexic. That doesn't mean you should work harder or study longer. Quite the opposite. I've created a brand new audio program entitled Focus and Read. This course will give you all the tools to focus, read, and comprehend. And the program is absolutely free. It's my gift to say thank you for subscribing to the 1 Year School podcast and joining our community that helps our bright visual students to acquire the skills necessary to step into the vision of the future that they desire. So register right now simply by visiting theoneyearschool.com. So www.theoneyearschool.com and click on Focus and Read. Unlike school, the 1 Year School helps you to use your own creativity to learn differently, to read without repeating, to write with confidence and upgrade literacy and numeracy.